Anthony Cooper, 1-13-58. 1-13-58. Today is 2/21/24. This is a 66-year-old gentleman, construction worker from Houston, Texas. His wife just died a month ago. He has 4 children. He lives alone. He has a provider that comes and checks on him on a regular basis, period. He has an extensive history of ETOH and cigarette abuse in the past, period. He suffers from hypertension, coronary artery disease, asthma, shortness of breath, difficulty sleeping, and depression after his wife passed away. COVID immunization, non-allergy, non-medication, leave it blank for now. Family history, mom died of high blood pressure, coronary artery disease, dad died of lung cancer, surgery, had a crushed heel injury on the right side and a cardiac catheterization. Review of system, right foot pain, right foot swelling, shortness of breath, difficulty sleeping, worsening asthma symptoms, weight loss, not eating, some nausea, no vomiting, no diarrhea, no chest pain, or positive shortness of breath. 149 over 101, O2, 99%, 69 pulse, 18, efebrile. Heart positive, 1 positive, 2 lungs, rales and bronchi, abdomen soft. Skin shows no rash or mucosal contamination, neurological non-focal or extremity shows no edema. Assessment, here we have a 66-year-old gentleman with COPD/asthma. He also has hypertension, which is out of control. He needs to have medications. He needs to have a total revamp of his medication to control his blood pressure. Also has a primary care physician who's seen about his cough, congestion, and shortness of breath, period. In the paragraph, he needs to quit smoking. He has severe COPD because of continual smoking. His O2 sat remains stable at this time, at rest, period. He becomes short of breath with any type of activity, period. He also is in need of nebulizer and or albuterol treatment and would benefit from an antidepressant given the fact that his wife just passed away. Thank you.